The chairwoman of the ABC, Ita Buttrose, has sparked a flurry of commentary today over her critique of the media and, in particular, the ABC. In a series of radio and television interviews on the ABC, Ms. Buttrose called for greater diversity within the national broadcaster, saying much of the media is white and we're not all white.
Do we have enough Asian representation? Should we have more? Should we have some Asians on the board? Do we have enough Middle Eastern representation? Should we have some Middle Eastern representatives on the board? You know, all of these things. Now, these are issues not just for the ABC. These are issues for everybody in any leadership corporate role in Australia. I'd have to say to you that I think primarily in most organisations, many Australians are not represented well enough. And it's about time we changed that and got with it and had a look at our country and made sure that everybody had a voice.
She also offered some social commentary, saying Australia has become too politically correct and that we've lost our spontaneity and larrikin spirit.
We don't talk to each other the way we used to. Even in the workplace, the way men and women used to talk to one another, which was quite fun, I think, doesn't exist today. When I think of some of the conversations I used to have with Sir Frank Packer, for instance, it simply wouldn't happen today. And I think it takes a lot of spontaneity out of the workplace. I think Australians are essentially good-humoured people, and we like to josh each other in the workplace, and we should be able to do that without anyone being offended or sensitive about it.
So, have we gone too far or not far enough, or maybe we've got it right? Joining me to discuss this is the CEO of the Diversity Council of Australia, Lisa Annis. Welcome to the program, Lisa.
Hi, Patricia.
Let's start on this issue of political correctness. Have we gone too far?
Well, every time I hear, and I hear this said to me a lot, political correctness has gone too far, I always come back and I say, what do you mean? What is it that you think you'd like to say and do in the workplace that you can't say and do in the workplace? Because when you push back and ask for examples, most people go, I'm not really sure, because I'm not really sure what people mean when they say that. I hear it being said, but I'm not sure if it is that you want to actually be able to say sort of offensive jokes and belittle people on the basis of their gender or their race or whatever, because you think it's funny. Well, I think it's fair and right that that's no longer appropriate workplace behaviour, but I'm not really sure what Ita Buttrose was referring to.
Ita Buttrose is a former Australian of the Year. She's a veteran of the Australian media industry. Her opinion has weight, of course. Some might say she has the pulse of the nation. Has she gauged the public mood on this? I mean, I've got to say, anecdotally, you do hear this observation. It's not like she's the first person who said it, that perhaps people feel worried about, you know, speaking or saying, making jokes, or they feel like, there is this line that they may essentially, go over. Is there this sense?
Look, all I'll say to that is, in all my years of working in this area, and it's been decades, things that become matters where people make complaints, I have never seen a complaint being made against another person in a workplace scenario that has been not serious. I don't necessarily think people are hypersensitive. I think that laws are really clear about behaviour that's sexist or racist or in some way defamatory or offensive. And I don't think that means you still can't enjoy the company of your colleagues. But if enjoying the company of your colleagues means that you're going to operate in a way that might be really offensive to others in a legitimate way, then I think that that's kind of reasonable. So I'm not really sure Ita Buttrose has straddled a couple of, more than a generation in the Australian workplace. And yes, it's true, social attitudes change over time, and what people think is professional conduct also changes over time. So perhaps she's reflecting on that, I'm not sure.
How do we navigate the freedom of speech and, we're just joking line and the real danger of offending colleagues? Because, what some person might find offensive, another person won't. This is the thing, isn't it? I mean, everyone has different ideas about what is offensive.
Yeah, well, no, obviously that's true. But usually the rules of thumb that would apply, and certainly they're discussed in the Sex Discrimination Act is that intent is kind of irrelevant. It's how actions and conversations are perceived. But also, the other test is they've got to be what a reasonable person would expect to be offensive in the view of the community, which shifts over time. So things that were probably hilarious in the 1950s are probably a bit on the nose now. And likewise, as language changes, the social expectations change. I don't think it's very hard to navigate the line. I run an organisation. There's a lot of laughter in the organisation I run. And the rule of thumb that you'd give to any kid in a playground would be if you treat people with dignity and respect and you're creative with your humour and you know you haven't crossed the line, then it's fine. If you think, am I crossing the line? Then maybe you are actually crossing the line because it's occurred to you that you are. But I think if you were to talk to any of the human rights commissioners and looked at the complaints that go to the commission, I don't think they'd be able to provide you with very many examples of things that were absurd or ridiculous in terms of where people took offence.
On another issue that she raised, and that was the issue of increasing diversity, Ita Buttrose has talked about changing recruitment rules to get diversity into workplaces and to improve diversity on boards. And of course, she was referring to the ABC board. What did you make of her comments around that?
Well, I would agree with her in the sense that if you are trying to be the best organisation you can be, and if you work on an assumption that merit is evenly distributed between genders and that it's pretty evenly distributed across people regardless of their social background or their cultural identity, then if you want to make the most of the available talent, then it makes sense to have a diversity of people in your organisation. The research that we've done really does show that when you have diversity and inclusion in workplaces, it makes you more creative. It helps you think about how to solve problems in a better way. It creates some increases in productivity. It increases engagement. It's actually a really, really good business tool to be innovative, creative, and to be really good at problem solving. Because if everyone is the same, you won't end up with a great, you know, outcome usually. You'll end up with a homogenous outcome.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
That's the CEO of the Diversity Council of Australia, Lisa Annese, and this is RN Drive.